My guest at this time is Yasvinder Sanghera. She is a prominent women's rights activist who appeared in the film Honor Diaries. As you might be able to tell from the title of that film, she is a passionate activist on the issue of honor violence, something that is particularly troubling not only in Islamic countries, but increasingly in the West, where different pockets of Islamic populations have gathered, whether in Europe or even here in the United States. And Yasvinder, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got involved in this cause, because you have personal experience in honor violence as well as your family. So tell us a little bit about your story.
Absolutely. Well, my father came to England in the late 1950s from rural Punjab in India. He was invited to work and he settled in Britain. And we were born in England. I'm one of seven sisters. I have one brother. And I watched the majority of my sisters being taken out of British schools at the age of 15 years old to marry men they'd only ever met in photographs. They would disappear one by one, which nobody ever questioned, and return as somebody's wife. I was 14 years old when my mother sat me down and presented me with a photograph of the man I was to learn. I was promised to from the age of 8. And I was the one who said, no, I am not marrying a stranger. I was born in England. I want to go to school, dare I say college, because you are not allowed to be an independent, free thinker and embrace everything that Britain stands for. As a result of saying no, my parents put me out of education and I was held a prisoner in my own home until I agreed to the marriage. I agreed in order to plan my escape and I ran away from home at the age of 16 to make the point I was not marrying a stranger. As a result of that, my family gave me two choices. I either came back and married who they said, or I was now dead in their eyes and totally disowned. I chose, and subsequently I've been disowned by my family for the past 35 years.
Yasvinder, obviously this is an issue for those who defy their family in Muslim countries, but in terms of Muslim populations in Western nations, how big of an issue, how common is this?
It's a huge problem, certainly in the UK, certainly in America. And one of the issues that we have that immediate and extended family members are doing this to them, who are often seen as a protective nature. And they are absolutely isolated in that structure because we were taught to be silent and not be forced. If you look at the UK, I launched a helpline in 2008 within my charity, which I founded. And within the first 4.5 years, we've dealt with 48,000 calls to the helpline, of which the majority are victim callers or repeat victim callers. And that's because we've been raising awareness for the past 23 years. So here in America, what I find is I've already met victims, survivors, who are saying that America are not even accepting this as an issue. So your problems here are exaggerated by the fact that you're not even looking at it. There isn't a level of awareness or even an acceptance that this is an issue for American citizens, which it clearly is.
How generally are these incidents of honor violence treated by police? Are they treated as normal, regular crimes, or are they treated differently because it's part of a cultural tradition from where people come from?
You see, with respect to the police and other professionals also, so local authorities, social services, etc., there is a clear lack of understanding about framing this as child or public protection. Often, our victims are let down by the fact that we're treated differently, we're looked at differently, because somehow professionals are at the heart of prevention and we have to have trained police officers. We are now training police officers in the UK. Sadly, that isn't the case here in the States. And also, we have to train all officers, not just officers from that community.
Yasvinder, you are asking President Obama to commemorate, establish a National Day of Memory for those who are victims of honor violence. Explain why you want him to do that, and what response have you gotten from the administration thus far?
Well, first and foremost, it's important to say that our Prime Minister in England has given full support for a day of remembrance to honor the victims who are murdered in dishonorable killings. These victims are murdered by their family and being shameful for embracing everything that Britain stands for, independence and the rights. So we have to honor their memories and use this day as an opportunity to raise awareness. So that will be happening on July the 14th in the UK. So we've launched a petition with Honor Diaries, petitioning the president to have the same day here in the USA, because we have to, you've got murder victims here. I know around 28 American citizens who've been murdered by family members. who is honoring them. And also, this is an opportunity to have a dialogue and raise awareness. It is not going to cost him any money. We want his heart and mind on this issue. And it is cross-government. All political parties should sign up to this, as they have in the UK.
Yasvinder, what about policy? Some have said that we should not do as much business with countries, whether Islamic or non-Islamic, that tolerate this type of honor violence, or just in general their poor treatment of women, certainly by the Western standards. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you see, from the film does tackle this issue. And I think it is more of a reason to have that debate with those countries, because otherwise, how are we going to challenge and shift attitudes? You know, it's not a reason not to have a conversation and to challenge. And in fact, if those people are sitting at our tables at the Human Rights Convention or other bodies or at political tables, then we need to ask them for their stance on this. And if it is not good enough, then we need to make them uncomfortable to tell them, this is our point of view. What do they intend to do to change it?
I understand you're now a Christian. How does your faith now influence how you view this issue?
Well, one of the things that I was taught from a very young age is my parents were Sikh. And, you know, religion was used as a tool to oppress me as an individual. That I had to go through with this forced marriage because it was written in scripture. There was no counter message in my community or within my family. And clearly it is not. Nobody is doing this in the name of Islam, Sikhism or Hinduism. So I actually became an atheist, and then later on in my own life I became a Christian. And that had everything to do with the fact that it was a personal journey, a spiritual journey, and I had a lot of people to forgive. So, you know, that is a core part of my being now. But sadly, I left the faith that is fundamentally built on the foundation of compassion being Sikhism, but that was not my experience.
And lastly, where can folks learn more information about your efforts?
Well, I urge people to go to honordiaries.com, and the one thing you can do today is sign the petition, but also organize screenings of the film. We are getting opposition from people in terms of screening the film, because, you know, it tackles real issues. So we need people to organize themselves, to sign the petition and to organize screenings at honordiaries.com.
HonorDiaries.com. Yasvinder, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Yasvinder Sanghera, she is a prominent women's rights activist. She appeared in the film Honor Diaries. You can go to HonorDiaries.com for more information. And she is pushing for a National Day of Memory for honoring victims of honor violence here in the United States and other nations as well. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.